We now continue our coverage of our top news story this morning, President Bush's tour of America to survey the damage caused by his disastrous presidency.
Right, Tracy, here's what we know so far. The presidency started and hit America at around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time back on January 20th, 2001. Now, so far, that presidency has caused some $9 trillion worth of debt. It's left thousands of people dead, and still, even this morning, it continues to rage on. We have some footage to show you here of some of the survivors.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Arkansas has never seen nothing like this. This ain't the country. This is state.
Fucking thing sucks.
He needs to see how bad it is down here.
Well, joining us now live is Brian Scott. He's been following the president on his tour of the disaster area. Brian?
Tracy, President Bush has been showing real leadership out here. Yesterday, he started the day with a flyover tour of Kansas. Of course, that's one of the 50 states in the direct path of this presidency. Yeah. And then he stopped in Denver to deliver a very moving speech that offered as much encouragement as he could to the approximately 300 million people whose lives have been completely torn apart by him.
You really have to admire the strength he's showing in the face of all the adversity he's created.
Bush later met privately with a group of victims and personally assured them his administration would not abandon them as they seek to rebuild their lives in the wake of his administration.
Unbelievable.
We have a clip from that speech, yeah. So we should give a look and a listen to it right now.
I'll be seeing people whose lives were turned upside down. I'll do my very best to comfort them. I ask our nation, for those who are prayerful, to give a prayer for the victims.
And the president said he has been praying every night that he doesn't do any more damage than he's already wrought on the country.
Have there been any actual relief efforts started for the Bush victims?
From what we understand, some U.S. citizens were able to evacuate safely to Canada and take refuge there before the worst of this presidency hit.
Very good.
There's
point.
Also been a huge outpouring of sympathy from overseas for those millions of Americans who were not able to get out of Bush's path of time.
You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right, that's right. It's John and Scott with Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is the inaugural
special, John.
Special. Yes, it is.
All W, all the time.
All the W.
No
all
doubt.
All
the time.
No doubt.
What are we going to do with our show now, John, that the W is gone?
I think this is the last show.
Could be. I mean, the W was such a prominent reason that...
He was fodder.
Fodder for our podcast.
He was our fodder.
You know, got me out of bed in the morning.
Now he's getting you out of bed at night. For one, Scott showed up in his pajamas.
Yeah, I'm in my PJs. What's wrong with that?
No, that's fine, man. It's all right.
Who said this, John? Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable.
I don't know.
John F. Kennedy.
Oh.
How about that?
It's... profane.
And his brother Ted almost, we almost lost his brother Ted yesterday, John.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It looked like Obama ejected something in his neck just before he went and had his lunch.
We had a seizure or something, didn't
yeah.
he? Yeah.
He hugged two old men and who was the other guy? Bill?
Byrd?
Byrd.
Senator Byrd?
Senator Byrd. He injected them both with some sort of truth serum.
Well, Senator Byrd was crying. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
A lot of people thought he was crying because of his friend Ted Kennedy and his seizure.
Yeah.
But I think he finally realized that there's a black president. That's why he started crying. If you know anything about Senator
Byrd.
What's
up with the media, man? I couldn't take it anymore. It was like every single show I watched, they had one black guy as one of their correspondents.
I didn't watch any TV.
Hey, so how do you feel about this day? You must be like really pumped, right? And I was just like, okay, knock it off. The guy's a man. He's a president. He's a smart man.
I didn't watch any TV. I went out to lunch yesterday with a guy at work.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you plan on watching the inauguration? Inauguration?
He said, no, I'm going to go later and juggle some inaugural balls.
And he said, well, I already saw it. I'm like, what? I thought it was like a primetime event. I thought it'd be on like at 8
no,
or something.
No, man. I watched the whole fucking thing.
I didn't know it was on at 10 in the morning.
I
missed
the
whole thing. I heard he gave a 20-minute speech.
I watched it all.
And he mentioned non-believers, John.
I saw that. Or heard it, rather.
Yeah, that's right. Non-believers.
That's cool, huh? Huh?
But I missed it. Huh? I missed the whole deal.
So this mic.
I tuned in a little bit later. I saw CNN.
Yeah.
And MSNBC when Obama was running around with the different balls, you know?
Juggling his balls.
Yeah, and yeah. Fox News. Fox News. I can't remember what they were reporting, but it was ridiculous. It
as
was so
usual.
Ridiculous.
As usual.
It had nothing to do with anything.
No. No.
A lot of balls.
A lot of balls, yeah.
Obama.
The wife looked hot.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't think so?
I don't find her attractive.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
She's got weird teeth, but other than that, when she does smile, I think she's pretty attractive. Especially
now she's as a position of power. Is that what attracts you?
No.
She's in a position of power?
I don't know, man. You think weird-looking chicks are hot, like Elizabeth Shannon. I don't think she's
Shannon.
That, yeah.
Shannon Elizabeth?
Shannon Elizabeth, whatever the hell her name is. She's weird-looking.
Okay.
They're fake boobs.
They're fake?
Those got to be fake.
Oh, then forget it then.
Forget it.
Yeah, I thought you were real.
Pamela Anderson, you're hot for that.
Are you kidding me? We've said Pamela Anderson is Tammy Faye Baker in waiting.
Now she is, but before you're like, oh, yeah.
No way. I was never into Pam Anderson. That'd be ridiculous.
Fucking thing sucks.
Right on, bro. That's right.
You okay, dude?
You
seem a little disenchanted with the show tonight.
It's my head, man. It's my
What's
head.
What's wrong with it?
Well, Sunday we had to cancel. Monday we had to cancel. I got this head cold that yesterday was all gone. And then it's starting to creep back in.
Oh.
And my tummy's turning now.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
You know, what pisses
You're
me off is...
You're not blowing acid this
all December.
Oh.
I had a nagging cough all of December. And then I thought I was done with all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just
you can't get me sick.
I don't know if it's old age or
my
what.
My tummy.
Yeah.
It is. It's old age, man.
So I'm a little first of all under the weather and the emotions of yesterday.
Did you cry?
It drains
at
me.
All?
No, I didn't. No. You know, I had to go to class, you know, and...
Right.
They showed a video clip with Bill Curtis in the New Explorers.
Yeah.
About brain injury.
Yeah.
So they profiled like 4 different people with brain injuries and their rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And one of them was a 2.5-year-old kid. I'm the only guy in class. It's all women.
And you're crying?
I'm not. Everybody in the room is crying.
All the chicks are.
Some had to get up and leave the room and then come back in.
Did you say, Jesus Christ, like that?
Not me. I didn't cry.
Unfeeling, obnoxious.
You know, and then I was thinking, well, you know, this is real. This is real, and I don't cry. But if I see a
commercial,
I'll start sobbing. Over a commercial.
Oh, my God, dude.
So I couldn't figure that out.
I think it's time for you to see a doctor.
Which kind?
A brain.
A Blaine.
Psychologist. Psychiatrist.
No, just I have to see the dermatologist again, and that's that. Oh. So I missed everything. I missed the W's last speech.
Yeah. No doubt, man.
He went back to Texas and he gave a speech.
Yeah.
I heard Cheney fell asleep during Bush's speech.
Did he? In his wheelchair?
He's in a wheelchair now.
Yeah. He was in a wheelchair.
He could be in the next James Bond movie as the villain.
Ding dong, the Wicked Witch is dead, Scott.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. And the thing is, the W is still concerned about his legacy. Get over it already.
Yeah. Ding dong, the W is dead.
40 years from now, they're going to look back and say, wait a minute, what's going on? How did this black guy get to be elected president? And then they're going to look at the presidency before Obama.
Yeah, go,
oh, my God. And they're going to say, oh, I can see. I can understand why now. I can understand why.
Well, they did. It was like a lot of pomp and circumstance yesterday. They covered the inauguration the whole day.
It's historic, John.
Yeah, well, it was historic when the W was voted into office, too, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. He's another white guy. Dude, his son, his dad was in office.
No, it was the first zoo animal ever.
We didn't know that at the time. We only
the first
later
chimp ever voted into office.
Only later did it get the chimp designation. We didn't have the DNA at that time.
Well, it's over now, isn't it?
It is over.
It's over. The W is done.
It is over.
Put a finger in him.
Oh, the other thing I heard, I haven't seen any of this stuff, but the other thing I heard is when W was walking out to give his little 2-minute speech to say goodbye, people were booing him.
Yeah.
And they should. They should lock him up. Is it a crime to be completely incompetent? Is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime.
It is not a crime. You can be completely incompetent.
It's the only job I know you can get and not have any fucking resume whatsoever. It's a job you can get where you fucked up a state and put it in debt, and you had 5 businesses that tanked, and you had a C average. I mean,
Your own family doesn't even like you. You do drugs. You're a male cheerleader.
I mean,
you're AWOL from your National Guard. Your dad gets you a cushy National Guard service, and you go AWOL. You can't even handle that.
Yeah.
The only thing you can handle and excel at is male cheerleading.
Right.
That's the one star on your resume.
Hobbies, male cheerleader.
It's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. I appreciate your listening tonight. I ask for your forgiveness. I can understand 2000. I get it, okay? I get it. I mean, he's going up against Gore and Lieberman.
And then, but then he needs the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but even then, right? So he needs the Supreme Court. But the 2004 election is beyond me. I have no... I mean, John Kerry's not the most charismatic guy, but... Come on.
Herman. Grandpa.
Is this the best that our country can produce for a leader?
Grandpa.
See, and that's why Obama has such an opportunity here.
Yeah.
Such an opportunity. Huge opportunity, but, I mean, even huge challenges.
Yeah.
Unbelievable challenges because of the W.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've heard a lot of other people say, oh, what about the change? When are we going to see the change?
Oh, yeah, the next day.
The change has already happened.
Yeah, hello.
The whole way that the government is going to be run is now changed.
Well, he had a great line. This is what the great line is. He said, I don't think the concern, something paraphrasing, should be whether the government is too big or too small. The concern should be, does it work?
Right. Does it work? No. It doesn't work.
No. It does not. I'm getting spam on Skype, man. How does that happen?
On Skype?
Yeah.
Some lame
chick named Paige wants me to look at her pictures online somewhere.
And then call her?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what that's about. But, yeah, I mean, what was I saying?
I don't know. But on one hand, you got the W, who from day one was completely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
When he needed advisors or to fill cabinet positions, He went to his highest donors and his friends.
Yeah.
And then if they disagreed with him, he got rid of them and got somebody that agreed with him.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the worst way to govern.
Right.
If you're going to teach a class on governing, use the W as an example of, well, you know what my thesis would be?
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
Who would govern better, another W or a chimp? And I tell you, we talked about this before, I'd give it to the chimp. The chimp would be right at least 50% of the time, right? How often is a W right?
Zero.
Five? 5%?
Five, okay, we'll
I don't
five.
Even know. But at least a chimp would be right 50% of the time.
He is the only president that's donated the most amount of money to AIDS in Africa.
Yeah, but that's a reactive approach. Proactive would be to just drop condoms on these people. How about give these people a job, education, so they're not fucking all the time? How about that?
Right. There you go. Some condoms.
Did part of that billions of dollars, did that include any education?
No,
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, just throw money at it. The problem will go away. Dumbass. And that's one of the things they're touting is a success. Yeah. Oh, it's a great success. That's great.
It's great, man.
You know, if you want to talk, let's talk about his successes. He did remove Saddam Hussein and Hussein Kuze, right?
Yeah.
Is that a success?
Just
that act, removing them from power, is that a success?
I guess, yeah.
Now, is it worth all the other failure?
No, not at all. I mean, if you look at it at its face value by itself, it is successful. But at what cost? I mean, even Cheney and his dad said it wasn't worth the loss of life and treasure to go into Iraq to get Saddam Hussein when they went and did Operation Desert Storm back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s.
So I don't understand how it made a difference now. And that whole bullshit about
WMDs
and
all the intelligence manipulation.
It's the front on terror.
Yeah, the front on terror.
Well, then why doesn't anybody else think it? Why, how are we the only ones and the Brits for a short period of time that thought, hey, yeah, that's probably the place there because Curveball told us. Agent Curveball. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's who I want on the payroll. Hey, man. Have you talked to Agent Curveball?
Do you think Obama has to go after these a-holes?
Who he should? Well, here's the thing. The reason why Bush got away with so much shit is because after the Iran-Contra deal, Clinton didn't do shit. He kind of buried the whole thing. He didn't do any investigation. Nixon was pardoned by Ford. Clinton, I mean, they went after him and impeached him, but he just said, fuck that, you know, you guys suck off. So the W is like, I could easily get away with it because nobody's going to touch me. And that's the problem. The reason why Nixon was so afraid is because when the shit came out in the newspaper, they were shitting bricks, man. He was like, I could go to jail. I'm arrested. I'm done. So when they impeached him, he resigned. But after he got pardoned, they were like, well, fuck, nobody's ever going to do anything. So I'll do whatever the fuck I want. What are they going to do? Arrest me? Right. So it's opened up the door now for, unless there is an impeachment again, and there are some people thrown in fucking jail, it'll continue to happen forever. Forever.
Well, they're already looking to impeach Obama, so... You know, that's good news, I guess.
Then what?
Well, you mentioned that the W thought to himself, well, nobody can touch me. I think you're giving W too much credit. I don't even think that thought crosses his mind. I think...
And that's the truth.
If you're going to correlate the W's mental processing with anybody, it's got to be like a Forrest Gump.
I don't
much
know.
Depth for a W to even have.
I'm talking about his handlers, anybody that
so they would advise him. Yeah, go ahead and do it. Nobody's going to touch you. You're the president.
I think the W.
Your executive branch.
In his own mind, that he was doing everything right.
Well, that's obvious.
And I'm sure he was surrounded by people that never went against him. And if they did, they were out. So, and that's just the worst kind of leadership. I mean, if you're surrounded by a bunch of yes men, how do you know? What kind of meter do you have?
He doesn't need one, John. He talks to God and he thinks with his gut. And the one thing that people, the Bush supporters, are saying is, hey, this guy made tough decisions.
That means not tell the truth.
And he stuck to him. And even the W says that.
Yeah.
He says, hey, I left here, became president, but I come back with the same values I left with, whatever the hell those were. so even he thinks he's stuck to principles and he's made tough decisions. Is there any credence in that kind of a statement, in your opinion?
And
in my opinion?
In your opinion.
If there's any credence in what he's, what?
Don't you listen to me?
Yeah, sort of.
Come on, man.
I'm listening, man. I'm listening. I'm just setting.
Do you
some
think
stuff
it's
up.
Valid of a positive thing that the W supporters are saying? Do you think it's valid to say that? Well, he, at least, the he tough made tough decisions.
Well,
and he stuck to his principles.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but he's wrong. He's wrong.
He was wrong, yes. In my opinion, he was wrong.
I mean, there's some people that just go, all they want to do is fight anybody who's left, who's a Democrat, who's, you know, progressive. It doesn't agree with the Republicans, and we've talked about this before. Their belief system. There's no way to persuade them that they're wrong because they're defying logic completely, or they're not even being open minded to the other possibilities.
Or they're being dishonest.
Yeah, exactly. So in their own mind, they believe that they validate what he's done and they apologize for it constantly. Like I'll give you an example. Marty was over and we're talking about Ann Coulter and I said, oh, she's an idiot. Oh, she's just self-serving like Rush Limbaugh. And he says, I go, Limbaugh's an dumbass too. And he says, well, if you look inside his books, he always says he's just an entertainer. I'm like, that's how he gets away with all this shit. That's how we do too, so we don't get sued. We're entertainers.
Yes.
Infotainment. Total talk nonsense. Satire, right?
That's right, John.
Yeah.
Entertainers, I think that's a stretch, but
but self-serving. Who isn't self-serving? Everybody is self-serving.
Not Obama.
Oh, come
on. He's here to serve us, Jim.
Yeah, right. He's self-serving.
The citizens of this great country.
Citizens.
That's right. You ready for a W quiz?
Yeah, what do you got?
A Bushism quiz?
Bushism.
A W-isms?
What do you got?
I'm going to read. And I'm going to stop reading, and you have to finish the W statement. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings...
Take dream.
You ready?
You don't know
next
what
one.
Talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
For every fatal shooting, there are roughly three. What?
There are roughly three.
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin's. No?
For every fatal shooting, there are roughly three non-fatal shootings. And folks, this is unacceptable. It's just unacceptible, and we're going to do something about it.
That's excellent.
Ready for the next one? Yeah. I have opinions of my own, strong opinions, but I don't always what?
I have strong opinions, but
I don't always what?
Rally the threat of terror.
No?
No. I have opinions of my own, strong opinions, but I don't always agree with them.
shut up. He didn't say
that. He said that.
Are you serious?
Here's the next one. Are you ready? I know the human being and fish can what?
Can coexist with one another.
Coexist peacefully.
Peacefully,
very close.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
No rules. Right.
Yeah.
I know you'll get this one.
Yeah.
I know how hard it is to put food
on the family.
That's right. On your family.
On your
family.
If you
want to be technical.
Yeah.
I promise you I will listen to what has been said here, even though what?
You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
No.
No. I promise you I will listen to what has been said here, even though I wasn't here.
Shut up. You're lying, man.
I'm not lying,
man.
I am not lying. Cocksucker, motherfucker! I recently met with the finance minister of the Palestinian Authority. I was very impressed by...
his belt.
His grasp of finances.
Ah, that would be... That's excellent observation there, W.
Rarely is the question asked... what, John?
Rarely is the question asked...
That's a very interesting question.
I don't know.
Is our children learning?
Is our children learning?
I want to thank you for the bullhorn.
Nice.
You'll get this one, I know.
All right.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country or our people. And what?
I want to thank you for the bullhorn.
And what, John?
I don't know.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
He didn't say that.
Come on. He did. We have that clip.
That's the truth.
Do we?
There's no rules.
When I was young and irresponsible, I was what?
I was...
Vladimir Putin.
No.
When I was young and irresponsible, I was young
somebody's
and irresponsible.
Somebody's neighbor.
You were what? Irresponsible?
Yes. When I was young and irresponsible, I was young and irresponsible.
Very good. Very good.
I think we agree the past is what, John?
The past is behind us.
I think we agree the past is over.
It's over.
I think I have one more. One more. Are you ready?
One more.
One more.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt in my mind, not one doubt in my mind, that what?
There's no question in my mind.
No doubt in my mind.
That what?
There's no doubt.
No doubt in my mind. Not one doubt in my mind that what?
It's barbaric.
I don't know.
There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt. I'm sorry. There's no doubt in my mind, not one doubt in my mind, that we will fail.
I hope you're proud.
I hope you're proud there, buddy.
I hope you're proud.
We don't have a library of Bushisms of our own.
Yeah.
Let's hear some.
There's an old saying in Tennessee.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Fool me once. Shame on them. Shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
No person should have to hear those words. Each age
is a dream. Nobody can threaten this country. One that is coming to birth. They may be able to bomb a building. Where the biggest dreams are born. My concerns about the senator is that in the course of this campaign, I've been listening very carefully to what he says, and he changes positions on the war in Iraq. He changes positions on something as fundamental as what you believe in your core, in your heart of hearts, is right in Iraq. You cannot lead if you send mixed messages.
You got to turn the backing off. I need to concentrate on the W.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army. Today, I'm pleased to announce that I have nominated an outstanding military officer, Admiral Ed Giambastiani.
Oh, man. Oh, what happened there?
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
That's funny.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile. You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Not you.
Not you.
Not you.
Not you.
Not you. Bless you, W.
This is a regional issue. I say a regional issue because there's a lot of countries that have got a direct stake into whether or not North Korea has nuclear weapons. We've got a stake as to whether North Korea has a nuclear weapon.
Huh?
China clearly has a stake as to whether or not North Korea has a nuclear weapon. South Korea, of course, has a stake. Japan has got a significant stake as to whether or not North Korea has a nuclear
weapon.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on. Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
Oh, what a dick. They should put him in jail just for that.
Over there. Maybe under here.
Who are those people cackling?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that is worse than an Adam Sandler movie. That is so distasteful to me. That stupid ass joke.
Stupid ass W.
Those people are cackling. It wasn't that at the reporters' dinner, so all the reporters think that's a big hoot.
Yeah,
they'd done their jobs. Dumbasses.
Gosh, I don't think I ever said I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden. That's kind of one of those exaggerations.
Exaggerations. Oh my God! What a douche.
We must deal with threats before they fully materialize. That's the lesson of September the 11th. You can't see what you think is a threat and hope it goes away. You used to could when the oceans protected us. But the lesson of September the 11th is when a president sees a threat, we must deal with it before it comes to fruition, through death on our own soils, for example.
Well, I gotta hear that one again. I've never heard that one.
We must deal with threats before they fully materialize.
You used to could.
That's the lesson of September the 11th. You can't see what you think is a threat and hope it goes away. You used to could when the oceans protected us. But the lesson of September the 11th is when a president sees a threat, we must deal with it before it comes to fruition.
Fruition.
Through death on our own soils, for example.
Soils.
No, this is the one we played.
Some of the other members of the crew are here as well. Where are they, Robbie? Where are the members of your crew? Well, they must have couldn't pass the security check.
They must have couldn't have. Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I don't think I ever said I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden. That's kind of one of those exaggerations.
To work with the Iraqis. To prevent this from happening. That's why we're working hard to get more Iraqi policemen. That's why we're working hard to build up the Iraqi armed forces. That's why we're working hard with freedom-loving Iraqis to help ferret these people out before they attack and strike. And that's your question. Randy.
Mr. President.
Oh, that's horrible.
It is horrible.
The law signed today directs new funds and new focus to the task of collecting vital intelligence on terrorist threats. And on weapons of mass production. You're free. And freedom is beautiful. And
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will. We're conscious of folks flying, you know, getting lists of people flying into our country and match them now with a much improved database.
We're conscious of folks flying.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower of a TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
He's horrible.
Iran is not Iraq. We just started the diplomatic efforts, and I want to thank our friends for taking the lead, and we will work with them to convince the mullahs that they need to give up their nuclear ambitions.
The mullahs. Oh, yeah. Gonna miss the W.
Are we, or is he still going to be a presence in the public arena?
Oh, I'm sure he will.
I can't imagine fucking anybody giving him a job.
Yeah. Where would they pushing carts, maybe?
I wouldn't trust them to do that.
No?
I would trust them to, like, swing from a tire in a cage.
Our most abundant energy source is coal. We have enough coal to last for 250 years. Yet coal also prevents an environmental challenge.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all our clips.
Oh, I got a ton of them, man. Tons.
It's when I remember where...
My trip to Asia begins here in Japan. For an important reason. It begins here because for a century and a half now, America and Japan have formed one of the great and enduring alliances of modern times. From that alliance has come an era of peace in the Pacific.
Very nice.
Yes.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting
to
go in.
Oh, sorry.
Come on. Didn't you just go down in order?
I was trying to get the funny ones first.
My attitude about the world changed, and I know the attitude about the world from a lot of folks here in America is attitude changed. It reminded me that the most solemn duty of your federal government is to protect the American people.
Secondly, a clear lesson I learned in the museum was that outside forces that tend to divide people up inside their country are unbelievably counterproductive.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
The most solemn duty we have is to protect this homeland. I vowed that day that we would go on the offense against an enemy. That the best way to defeat this enemy is to find them overseas and bring them to justice so they will not hurt the folks here at home.
The folks.
The truth of the matter is, if you listen carefully, Saddam would still be in power if he were the president of the United States, and the world would be a lot better off.
What?
George W. Bush, the president, gave a major speech today to business leaders and managed to mangle his lines.
No.
Good morning. Or should I say, good day. And thank you for being such a fine host for the OPEC summit. I appreciate APEC summit. You know. He invited me to the OPEC summit next year. As John Howard accurately noted, when he went to thank the Austrian troops there last year.
Austrian.
Our economy is depending on decisive action from the government. The sooner we address the problem, the sooner we can get back on the path of growth and job creation. This is what elected leaders owe the American people. And I'm confident we'll deliver. Thank you.
That's the President of the United States. Let's bring in our panel, John Heilman. Will that comfort the markets this morning?
I don't think that comforts anybody.
I'm not comforted.
I don't think that comforts the markets, and I don't think that moves a single vote. I mean, I say this with due respect and even with some sympathy for the man. That, to me, was the picture of a beaten dog. I mean, that was
the picture of a beaten dog. You get some for your work and hard work and bravery? You want to get some? Look at the screen.
Good evening, Captain Kobus.
Good evening, Captain Kobus.
I'm thrilled to be on Deal or No Deal with you tonight. Come to think of it, I'm thrilled to be anywhere with high ratings these days. Howie, I don't know if you're free to come to Washington anytime soon, but I have to reach an agreement with Congress on the federal budget. How'd you like to host a $3 trillion deal or no deal?
No.
Captain Kobus, thank you for your courageous service in Iraq. You and your fellow men and women in uniform are heroes to all Americans whose freedoms you protect. Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
What do you think, looking back, your greatest hit was, where you really hit one out of the park, and what do you think your greatest error was?
Well, I would rather go, disappointments rather than errors. The biggest disappointment is not getting a Social Security package done.
No doubt.
Social Security reform. Because that truly is a big deficit issue.
No doubt.
I'm sorry it didn't happen. I laid out a plan to make it happen, or not to make it happen, to enable it to happen. People see I was the first president to have addressed it as specifically as I did. I wish Congress wasn't so risk adverse on the issue. Success. There's been a lot. Tax cutting, no child left behind, Medicare reform. I would say the advance of liberty. Working hard to secure the homeland from attack. Putting in place tools necessary to protect
tools.
Us.
Like
and
yourself.
At the same time, be strong in the advancement of liberty is a great alternative an ideology of hate. And it's going to be hard, by the way, it's going to take a while for history to analyze my administration. So
no, it's
I'm not.
Not
all that worried about the short-term
you
scorecard.
Should be.
And
short-term, long-term,
three books on Washington
both suck,
last year.
Yeah.
My attitude is if they're still writing about number one, the 43rd guy doesn't need to worry about it.
That's right. They're still writing about number one.
I can kick your butt.
We're making good progress in Iraq. We've made a lot of progress on the ground.
We're making progress.
We're making really good progress in Iraq.
A year of strong progress.
We're progress toward victory. Dramatic progress.
I'm encouraged by the progress.
And I see progress. 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 And that's important for the American people to understand. There's been good progress.
Yeah. Good progress.
Yeah. We're done, right?
And again, one of the television correspondents at this news conference in which the president is there on an unannounced visit, part of the ceremonial signing of the agreement, and you see it there, one right after the other. One of the journalists jumps up throwing the shoes at the president. Let's listen in.
Did you see they had a big blow up bush and they were throwing shoes at him at the inauguration?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
It's crazy.
James Baker says that he's looking for something between cutting them and stay the course.
We've never been stay the course, George. We will complete the mission. We will do our job and help achieve the goal, but we're constantly adjusting to tactics.
And that's
constantly. We will stay the course. We will complete the job in Iraq. And the job is this. We will help the Iraqis develop a democracy. They're writing a constitution, which will be ratified in October, and then they will elect a permanent government.
We will stay the course. We will help this young Iraqi democracy succeed.
Wait, what did he say?
James Baker says that he's looking for something between cutting them and stay the course.
We've never been stay the course. We will stay the course.
They'd never been stay the course, but he was going to stay the course.
They've never been stay the
never
course.
Never been stay the course, Scott.
Stay
never
the course.
Stay the course.
Listen, I want to thank leaders of the faith and faith-based and community-based community for being here. We've got people who represent thousands of volunteers who are
in the midst of helping save lives. We put in more troops to get to a position where we can be in some other place. The question is, who ought to make that decision? The Congress or the commanders? And as you know, my position is clear. I'm a commander guy. Yes, sir.
He's a commander guy.
Right on. Not anymore.
Ben Epstein is calling us.
Who's Ben Epstein?
I don't know.
You going to pick it up?
Should I?
Why not?
You're on the air with John Scott.
Hey, what's up? This is Ben.
What's up, Ben?
What's up?
I just saw you guys around. I decided to give you guys a call.
You're our first live caller ever.
First live caller ever.
Wow.
In the history of the world.
Pretty special right now.
So what's on your mind?
Huh?
What's on your mind?
Not all that much, you know. I'm kind of tired. I have first day of finals, midterms tomorrow, so just don't feel like sleeping.
What class?
Biology.
Oh, yeah? What kind of biology? Evolutionary?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Life sciences.
Right
nice.
On.
Nice.
Yes, definitely.
Did you vote?
Did you vote? Did you vote?
I did not. I'm not old enough to vote. Ever.
Not even old enough to vote. You're probably our youngest listener, too. We used to have a woman, actually a girl, Daisy, who was 17.
Really? Then, yes, I am your youngest listener. I'm 16.
It's out of sight. You got some nice pipes for a 16-year-old. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are you good with the ladies?
I would like to think so.
All right.
Nice.
Right on.
Yeah.
Nice.
What did you guys think of the inauguration yesterday?
And that's the truth.
Great.
I didn't see it.
Watched the whole thing. I took the day off.
Yeah, as did I. I spent the day at my synagogue and watched the inauguration on the big screen TV.
John, what's a synagogue?
It's a temple, man, of worship.
Jewish church.
Yes.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's the truth. And that's the truth. There's no rules.
Right on.
There's no rules.
Hey, well, we have something in common, Ben. We don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Well, technically, I'm Jewish, but I really don't believe in any of the bullshit, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, right on. Yeah. It's like the bomb. Did you tell your parents that?
About what?
That you don't believe?
Oh yeah, they know. We've had discussions.
You're not that one on the video where the mom goes crazy about.
I've seen that. I get so angry every time I watch that. Oh my god. it just makes me want to like punch someone. Oh.
You're an atheist. Give me a fucking break, Michael. All right. You know what? We need to start going to church every week.
Every week.
I don't believe in God.
Bullshit. You got yourself confirmed, and you said to the bishop.
Yeah, but a lot can happen. You can think.
Well, a lot can happen. All of a sudden, you can just quit believing in God?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there is no God?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. You want to know there's no God? Then you're going to get absolutely nothing. Nothing for Christmas, because that's what Christmas is about. It's Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Help!
I love that. Okay.
And that's the truth.
Hey, Ben, what are the kids listen to these days, music-wise? What are you listening to?
Music-wise, I don't consider myself one of the kids listening to the music. I listen to a lot of, like, alternative. Like, I never listen to the radio. I haven't listened to the radio in, like, 3 or 4 years. I'm into a lot of electronica and like techno kind of stuff, I guess.
Cool, yeah.
Also a lot of like ska, sort of, although I'm sort of not into that as much anymore.
Real Big Fish.
So no Jonas Brothers?
Mighty Mighty Boss
Tones?
Ugh,
Jonas Brothers. Oh my god. One of these days I just want to go to a concert and like throw something at them or something.
Punch them in the face?
Yeah, exactly. Punch some babies.
My daughter would be very unhappy.
Yeah.
She's a big Nick Jonas lover.
Oh, boy. You know, I went as Nick Jonas for Halloween, me and two of my friends. until my friends dressed up. We scared a couple of people, I'm not going to lie.
That's great, man. You pulled it off. Did you? Which one were you? Kevin?
I was Nick.
Nick with the sideburns.
Yeah, I had a little fedora and I had my Jufro. Nice. Sort of pulled off.
Nice. Nice. Yeah.
I borrowed one of my friends who is a girl, her V-neck, like really deep V-neck, like as homosexual as I could.
Oh, Jesus. Are they homosexual? I don't know.
I think the oldest one is.
Is he?
Yeah, I get that vibe from him.
I get vibe from all of them.
Nah, just the oldest
one. Sort of homosexual incest going on there.
Oh! What do we got? What is the song we do?
Kids of the Future, man. Kids. I don't know if you know this, Ben, but we are in a band. Did you know that?
Really?
We are a band, yeah.
Yes, I did know that.
We're the kids of the future. Whoa.
Yeah, we do that
You guys really do that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another instant request, yeah. John. Standing
on a dirty Kangaroo Court. Down below the cars in the city go rushing by.
I sit here alone and I wonder why. Every time I hear this song, I think it's Peaky Bond.
Yeah, this is Kangaroo Court covering the Jonas Brothers.
Well, and they're covering
Kim Wilde.
Kim Wilde, right?
Yeah, yep.
Sure, it sounds great over Skype.
Kids of the Nation or something?
Huh?
It was originally like Kids of the Nation or something.
Kids
like
of
that.
America.
Kids of America. Oh,
Nation, America, same thing, yeah. John. Get off his back.
Same difference.
He's studying biology, okay?
Right up the alley of Haggis Vitae. Isn't she a microbiologist or something?
Something like that, yeah. Hey, so what other podcasts do you listen to?
Punky Radio.
Nice.
A couple of Photoshop podcasts.
Photoshop, right, yeah.
And also, I have my own, although we haven't updated it in a while, Abstraction Radio.
Oh, cool.
We haven't done much of that for a while.
You got a website you want to plug?
Not for that, although I can plug
blogspot.com. Do it again. We lost you for a second there.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I can plug lowercasetimes.blogspot.com, which is my own blog. A blog about graphic design, Linux, computers, all sorts of teen geek stuff. So.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keeps you off the drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
You know, I'm so surprised, John, by Ben's maturity.
Yeah.
I mean, you're what are you, 16?
Yeah.
When I was 16, I was not this well-spoken.
No.
At all.
Neither was I.
And my voice was still kind of like this. Hey, guys.
It still is.
Hey,
I have
you
to...
fags. Well, thank you.
Now you're beating up on 16-year-old Scott and telling him that faggot school is off.
Faggot school getting out.
Wouldn't faggot school have the day off today? Oh, my God. So immature, even at 40.
Well, where do you live, Ben? We're going to come visit you.
I'm in Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Oh, nice.
Connecticut. We know somebody who lives in Connecticut, don't we?
Yeah, Papooch.
The Papooch.
The Papooch lives in Connecticut.
And he's an evolutionary kind of guy.
I'm an evolutionary kind of guy. He's the guy that called the hospital because he thought I was in it. On one of our shows where we joked about me being in the hospital.
Oh, I remember that.
See?
Yeah, longtime listener, Ben.
It's out of sight.
Yeah, I've been listening for like a year and a half.
Oh, cool. Hey, yep. Excellent.
What do you think of Phil McCracken Whitcomb?
I think he is quite the news professional.
You know what I think he is?
What do you think he is?
That's what he is.
Well, he's not going to be here tonight, but we have an interview that he did that he submitted as part of his kind of audition to get on our show. Because we have the whole W theme going tonight, so we're going to play that a little bit later.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling. We're going to move along.
Thanks for having me on here.
Hey, no doubt.
Our first caller, Ben.
Call anytime, man.
I plan on it.
How far is Manhattan from Connecticut?
45 minutes by train, 2 hours by car.
Sweet.
25 minutes by train?
45.
Oh, 45.
Yeah. That's out of sight, man.
It is out of sight.
We've been to Manhattan quite a few times. Scott talks about rollerblading on the Brooklyn Bridge and getting really real blue balls from bouncing up and down on the boards, right, Scott?
That's right, John. Yeah. It's planks.
The planks. Brooklyn.
The Brooklyn. It's the planks. It's just planks. Papooch failed to tell me that, asshole.
Nice.
All right, man. If we ever head out to Manhattan, we'll let you know, and we'll hook up.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. All right. That was Ben from Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, yeah. Ben.
No doubt.
Our first caller, John. That was exciting, wasn't it?
No doubt. Oh, yeah. We need more callers. And he's only 16. I don't know, man. He sounded like he was 30.
He was very...
We sound like we're 16.
He was very articulate.
Fart jokes.
He had nice pipes. yeah, it's hard to believe he was only 16.
He goes, I dress like Nick Jonas, you know, with the sideburns, the big Jew fro. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I have some Jewish friends. Most of them don't have any hair at all.
Well, he's 16. It's not going to fall out till he's like 18.
Oh, speaking of special ed, that was talking to a friend of ours or a friend of theirs at a party once, and he was talking he was telling a story about how he was dealing with somebody. He said, "Yeah, so I'm over there Jewing this guy down," and it turns out his friend is Jewish, and his friend gets up with his wife and excuses himself and wouldn't talk to him for like a year. For making that comment.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't. I just heard the story like a week ago. Just heard the story. I was
nice.
Like, whoa. The guy was actually at our dinner party.
Did Ed have any idea that the guy was offended?
Well, he found out, yeah, later.
Wait a minute. So Ed makes
he
the
said
statement.
Like,
the guy stands
I
up,
can't believe
grabs
you just
his
said
wife,
that.
And
I
leaves.
Can't believe you just said that. And he grabbed the wife and left. I'm so offended. And I remember one day I was watching, you know who Bob Surratt is?
Yeah, man, no doubt.
He used to do this bit on the news. He's a local news guy here in Chicago. And he used to do this bit, some coffee cup thing. In the morning, they'd go out and interview just regular people on the street. And then he'd let them have a coffee mug that they would collect from various vendors. So they had this big box full of chipped up old coffee mugs that they could, you know, put their hand in and pull one out of the box. And they interview this guy who shows up early because they have like a farmer's market downtown where you can buy apples and bananas and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this guy's talking about, yeah, I'm down here, Bob, you know, to buy some bananas, you know, and there's a pretty good deal on him. You know, I got a great deal today. I just Jewed the guy down. And Bob said, sir, give the mug back. Please, we don't like this that kind of talk on the show. Give the mug back. Because Bob Surratt's Jewish, right?
Yeah, he's got a Jew fro.
Oh, he does.
Come on, man.
That's right. It's curly, but it's blonde. It's blonde, though, isn't it?
You know, I can't believe that we didn't ask Ben about the Gaza situation.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because I have no idea what's going on
over there. I don't understand that shit at all. All I know is people are getting killed, and that's just fucked up.
That is fucked up.
I don't like seeing people get killed. That's just not right. It's
not
immoral.
Right. It is not right.
It's immoral.
It is not right.
Immoral. So thanks again, Ben, for calling us. I know you're a longtime listener. I've seen you post some stuff, and please call again.
All right, John.
I think he's one of my Facebook friends, too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Docking? Come on! Who docks?
Before we get to Phil's interview from, what was that, like 2003?
He
did that interview in 2004?
We've been doing it this long, man.
2004, I think, right?
Holy shit, yeah.
Before we get to that.
It's unbelievable. Can you believe it? We've been doing it that long?
Any closing thoughts on the W's 8 years and the new start
closing
with Obama?
Closing thoughts?
Yes, any closing thoughts?
What do you mean closing thoughts? Are we done?
Well, yeah, we're done, aren't we?
Are we?
We're just going to have closing thoughts and play Phil's interview. Did you have anything else?
Oh.
What'd you have? What'd you have?
No, I guess.
What do you got?
Guess not.
No, man. What do you got, man? You got more sound clips?
No, I don't got nothing.
What do you got, man?
I just said some backing tunes I wanted to get to, but we haven't gone that far down the list.
Oh.
Yeah,
are they specific to the inaugural special?
No. Actually, yeah. There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
Like this one.
Radio broadcast, a new radio broadcast system. Here's my mix. Good evening, I'm George W. Bush, President of the United States. I'm so pleased to be working with Senator Clinton. She is a fabulous woman.
Thank you, President Bush. As you know better than most, as all of us know, we must say
nuclear.
Seriously. Obviously.
No doubt. Love your neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself.
With great frequency and vigor.
Como a sí mismo. It's a universal call. Como a sí mismo.
Hey, didn't we put
love.
A W song together?
Did we?
With Liam Lynch.
Who's Liam Lynch?
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Whatever.
We get around.
Oh, yeah.
United States of whatever. We got to find that, man. We can't end the show without playing that. We got to play that ad.
What is it called?
United States of whatever.
Is that the name of it?
That's the name of Liam Lynch's song that we chopped up and put W clips in.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what we called that.
United States are, oh, well, that's going to be tough to find.
It's got to be out on the website. So if you went to where we grabbed the Phil's interview, it should be there.
United States of whatever. Whatever. Let me see here. You. What is it called?
I don't know what we called it. We may have just called it the W song, but Liam Lynch calls it United States of whatever. Or whatever.
Whatever.
Some of the other members of the crew are here as well. Where are they, Robbie? Where are the members of your crew? Well, they must have couldn't pass the security check.
Whatever.
See how good I am, man.
Nobody can threaten this country. Oh, they may be able to bomb a buildings.
Whatever.
We're conscious of folks flying, you know, getting lists of people flying into our country and matching them now with a much improved database.
Whatever.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever. Because this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Whatever.
Not you.
See, without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit, but there wouldn't have been the commensurate the kick to our economy.
Whatever.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Whatever.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
Whatever.
The goals for this country are peace in the world. And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
Yeah, whatever. Because this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Whatever.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
Whatever.
It's in the interest of long-term peace in the world that we work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq. A free and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
Whatever.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on prescription drugs.
Whatever.
Second question. Can you promise a year from now that you will have reduced the number of troops in Iraq?
The second question is a trick question.
Yeah, whatever. Because this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century?
Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign
such
entity.
As
and therefore the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
I'm like, that's cool.
That's cool, man.
This is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
And that's the truth. There's no rules.
Yeah, there's no rules.
No rules.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today the gravest danger in the war on drugs, the gravest danger facing America and the world, is a scattered network of killers. The FBI, the CIA. The
all right, Scott. Are fighting illegal drugs by what do we got? We got a W interview with Phil.
This is from 2004. This is part of his audition tapes that he sent us to get on the show. This is Phil McCracken Whitcomb sat down with the W to get this interview, John.
So, farewell from a John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we'll be back Sunday
with 158.
158. John. We'd like to thank Ben for joining the show.
That's right, John.
No doubt.
We'd like to thank W for finally leaving.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Thanks, W, for leaving. Oh, Haggis Vitae put something really funny on the forum. She said a friend of hers said, it's time to shave our crotch because there's no more bush. Yeah. It was good. So I shaved mine. No more bush.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't. You did?
I did. I shaved
you
my
did.
Crotch. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Because a tree looks larger in the desert than it does in the forest, Scott.
That's right.
That's right.
I shaved my inaugural balls.
You should shave yours. All right. Thanks again. We're out of here. Here's
stay tuned.
Stay tuned for
Phil's.
Phil's
groundbreaking interview with the W.
Interview.
Here circa 2004.
Yeah.
I'm here in the Oval Office with one of the 100 greatest Americans of all time. That's right, the leader of the free world, George W. Bush. Mr. President, can I call you W?
No way.
Oh, you were so sensitive. How about if I ask you some difficult questions?
Yes.
My job is to, like, think beyond the immediate.
Is Iran Iraq?
Iran is not Iraq.
Repeat after me. Admiral Ed Giambastiani.
Oh, come on now, Mr. President. You could do it.
Admiral Ed Giambastiani.
Admiral Ed Giambastiani.
Spell disassemble.
Disassemble? That means not tell the truth?
Alrighty then, I asked you to spell it, but I guess a definition will suffice.
Define tribal sovereignty without using the words tribal or sovereignty.
Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. Therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
I can see that you're having difficulty being articulate, so let's talk about something rarely reported in mainstream media, but something you're very fluent in, homosexuality. What year was it when you had your first homosexual experience?
This is 1953.
Where did it occur?
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in.
I've heard that you've had experiences with other politically connected homos. When and who?
1983, Tip O'Neill, Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole.
It's been reported that you've had several male prostitutes visit the White House. Why not female hooers?
Well, they must have couldn't pass the security check.
Do you and your cronies ever have sex with women?
We do not accept this, and we will not allow it.
Then why is it that you're married with children?
We lost our way.
Why have you decided to come out of the closet here on AKC Total Talk Nonsense?
We discovered that who we are is more important than what we have.
At what time of the day and where do you have sex with men?
I'm an early morning guy. I get to the Oval Office at about, generally about 6:50 or so. It's not a very long commute. And Spot the Dog comes in with me.
Do you ever have sex with men away from the White House?
A couple of years ago, I visited a juvenile jail in Marlin, Texas.
It's been reported that you are very attracted to John and Scott of Total Talk Nonsense.
And that's kind of one of those exaggerations.
Well, what are you attracted to?
A white man in a suit.
Well, I wore my suit today. Should we wrap it up?
We should end it.
Well, thank you for your time. Always a pleasure. This is Phil McCracken Whitcomb reporting from the Oral Office for AKC Total Talk Nonsense. Back to you, John.
Queers.
That's all, folks.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.